stands out to you about Marcus Sherrill's and his ability to return punts?
Yeah, production, number one. Been in the end zone twice this year already. Was in the end zone, you know, several times in the last couple of years. He's got really good vision. I think he does a nice job setting up his blocks. He's got good top-end speed. He's stronger than you think. He's a little bit undersized, but he's stronger. You know, it shows the ability to break tackles and kind of score it out of places. And, you know, he's certainly a challenge.
What did you think of Pat O'Donnell's game against Green Bay?
Thought he had a good game. Thought his direction was good. Thought his hang time was good. You know, I think he was he 43 net, something like that, and most of his punts inside the 20. And you know, Pat's had a good couple of games in a row, and I mean, we like that kind of production.
You talked last year a little bit about a specialist like him sort of needing time to find out what he's good at. What do you think he has learned, or what have you guys learned together about things you want to accentuate with him to get the most out of him?
Well, I think the longer a player is in the National Football League, the more he gains knowledge in terms of situational awareness. Situational punting for Pat, whether it's a plus 50 punt, whether it's the wind's going a certain way, they're doubling, you know, one of our gunners and the other guy is singled. You know, end of game situations, backed up situations. There's all kinds of situations that may come up, and being able to tap back into those things. Maybe it happened in practice a couple of weeks ago and say, hey, you know, this is what we talked about with this situation, and here's what we'd like to get done. You know, where it's not just the first time, you know, a guy's done it. He's been in multiple situations over the course of time, and, you know, I think he's just more comfortable.
You touched on a look at other guys for punt returns beyond three from your spot.
Repeat your question.
Is the punt return job open with Eddie?
Well, I mean, Eddie had been our primary guy, so obviously if he's not back there, if he's not dressed, he's not going to be back there. You know, we've worked Cravon back there. We've worked Bryce back there. Tracy's taken some punts. We lost a guy after practice squad who, you know, who got hurt, who's a candidate maybe to get up, you know, in some of those capacities. But, you know, Bryce has been dinged pretty good. And, you know, I think Vic just alluded to, you know, Tracy's been dealing with some things. So, you know, we felt like in those situations, Cravon was the best guy. And if there's a different situation that may come up, you know, maybe one of those other guys get a chance.
Vic was talking about his quickness, Cravon. Is that what you liked about him back there as well?
Yeah. I mean, we obviously didn't spend all off season with him. So you're still getting to know the player. That guy is extremely competitive. And I think he's a smart football player. His football knowledge is appears to be beyond what you expect out of a rookie. Physically, yeah, his quickness is what stands out to you. Ball skills as well. You know, there's been a practice he's been here where he hasn't tipped a pass or intercepted a pass, you know, in a team situation. So, you know, it'd be good for him to get a shot, you know, in a situation where he can return.
As we reach the midway point here, what's your evaluation of Deontay Thompson's
I would say that he's been in some situations where I think he could have been more productive if we had blocked things better in about half the plays. I think he's done what we've asked him to do a majority of the time. You know, there's been, I think, three plays in the last 4 weeks where it's like, man, you know, if we could have just held on to that block a split second later, you know, his numbers would spike pretty good. We like what Deontay has done. I think his decision-making's been good. His ball security's been good. You know, obviously the production isn't at the level at where it was a year ago, but there's more that's gone into that than just him.
When your opponent has allowed a kick return touchdown in a previous game, is it more likely that there'll be fewer opportunities because you know they'll shore that up, or more opportunities because it exposed a weakness? How do you look at that as an opposing
thing? Yeah, I think it depends on the team. on the touchdown that they had last week, Philly did a good job blocking it. Minnesota had a player that appeared to would have gone unblocked, but he kind of got tangled up and he tripped. Like I said, Minnesota or Philly did a good job blocking that up. But I don't know that there's anything to, they gave one up last week, so, the door is open. You try and evaluate all the different things having to do with their coverage team. They got dinged up pretty good in that game. There was a couple new guys in there that hadn't played a primary role for them. Coach Prefer does a fantastic job with their group, so we anticipate getting their best.
Going back to Craymon for a second, Vic mentioned this football IQ also. What ways have you seen that and been impressed by that? What examples?
What jumps out to you is usually tell a guy something in terms of like a coaching point, and some guys can get it right away and some guys need to be thrown in the fire and then get it corrected. All right, that's what coach is talking about. He's usually a guy who gets it right away. He doesn't need a whole lot of reps in order to be right. Now, that doesn't mean a player is always going to do the right thing when the heat gets turned up a little bit, but in terms of my exposure to him, he's usually right the first time.
We talked a couple weeks ago about the roof in Indianapolis. When the weather starts to get cold, Green Bay and Columbus, does that change any of your position on returns to take two steps up or make any presumptions about just generally how the ball travels less far or not as far?
Well, I mean, and you got a different weather guy than I do on Monday because it's supposed to heat up a little bit over the weekend. 60s, warmer than it was the other day. So, it's always going to play into it. The wind's going to play into it. The ball doesn't travel quite as far when it's cold. The hang time seem to get less and less when it gets cold. You're trying to play the percentages in terms of what does that team like to do, whether it's right, left. Some teams are keeping the ball in play. Some teams are banging out the back. There's punt tendencies. There's kicking tendencies. So you're always going to try and give your returner as much information as we can and position him in a way that he can, be in position to field the ball. I don't know if that answers your question, but certainly weather plays in the kicking game quite a bit.